Good morning. Hello and welcome. My name is Simon Yeo. I'm the income manager here at WPD. And today I'm pleased to be joined by Dave Warnell, who works on many aspects of distribution charging, including the targeted charging review, otherwise known as a TCR. In this podcast, we hope to take you through the recent developments we've experienced. So Dave, lovely to see you. What sort of areas are we going to discuss today?
Well, Simon, a bit of background to the charging methodologies. In particular, what constitutes a CDCM customer and what constitutes an EDCM customer, changes that have been introduced for April 21, and more interestingly, the massive change that has been introduced for April 22, e.g. the TCR.
Right, okay. So what constitutes a CDCM customer and what constitutes an EDCM customer? Isn't that going over old ground?
Well, yes, it is. It is, but I think it's important that we do remind ourselves of the basics before we move on to new things.
Okay, all right. So just how is a CDCM customer defined, and also what constitutes an EDCM customer?
Well, the CDCM covers customers connected to our network on the higher voltage network and below. These include 11 kV wires and below. These are charged using three unit rates, a fixed charge, a capacity charge, an excess capacity charge, and a reactive power charge. The CDCM charges can be found on Annex 1 of the charging statement.
Okay, so thanks, Dave. So do all customers get all these charges?
No. Some do not have a separate capacity charge or reactive power charge, and some, in addition, only have one unit charge. Although some of this is going to change from April the 21st when DCP 268 comes into place, but I will elaborate on that later.
Okay, so residual charge, that's something we've been discussing a lot in recent times. What exactly is that?
Residual charges are levied once forward-looking charges have been applied to ensure the DNO recovers its allowed revenue.
Okay, I see, okay. So it's a balancing item really, in many ways, I suppose.
Yes.
Okay, so and where is the residual currently charged in the CDCM?
Well, the residual is currently included in the unit charge, although this will change from April 22, but again, I will elaborate on this later.
Okay, so going back to then, what constitutes an EDCM customer? Just what is that then, Dave?
Well, an EDCM customer is connected to our network at HV substation or higher voltages. These are charged using one unit rate, a fixed charge, a capacity charge, and an excess capacity charge.
Okay, so importantly, are any of these charges negative?
Yes, generators are given a credit if the EHV methodology, either ELRIC or FCP, deems them to benefit our network. The unit rates for the EDCM for both demand and generation are only available during the super red period, which is around tea time in the winter. The EDCM charges are on Annex 2 of the charging statement.
Great. Okay, so and where is the residual currently charged in EDCM? Where do I find that then?
The residual is included in the capacity charge, although, like the CDCM, this will change from April the 22nd.
Mm. Okay, so
April 22,
yeah. So, okay, so one other thing. How are IDNO customers charged? Just remind us.
They are charged through a mixture of the CDCM and EDCM. If an IDNO has a customer that is connected to them at the EHV or HV sub-voltage and above, then they are charged using the EDCM and the charge is published in Annex 2 of the charging statement. However, for all other customers connected to IDNOs, they are portfolio billed, or in other words, have a discounted CDCM charge applied. The level of discount increases the further up the networks the IDNO is connected to us, which the DNO. The portfolio IDNO charges are shown on Annex 4 of the charging statement.
Great, thanks for clearing that up, Dave. Thank you for the quick recap on current charges. So what is new and exciting for April 21?
Well, actually, there are two major changes in the charges for April 21. The first is that the DACUSA change we know as DCP 268 was implemented.
Okay, so take us through what DCP 268 is then, please.
Well, DCP 268 was a change proposal that, in a nutshell, moves all tariffs to be billed on a red, amber, green time band basis, or in other words, have three unit rates. So for example, the domestic unrestricted, which previously was charged using unit rate one and a fixed charge, is now being charged with three unit rates and a fixed charge. It does mean that all domestic tariff types are now being moved into one tariff type. There is a similar amalgamation with the non-half-hourly non-domestic tariffs.
Okay, so does this only impact demand customers?
No, there is an amalgamation of generation customer tariffs as well, where the intermittent and non-intermittent have been grouped and will be charged on a red, amber, green basis.
Okay, so think about customers then. What will customers actually see regarding all this then, please?
Well, it depends what the supplier shows on the customer's bill. We charge the suppliers for the customer's use of the network and they pass this on. Therefore, it depends if the supplier details out the red, amber, green or not. Overall, the customer should not see a change in their yearly bill from the DNO.
Okay, so in terms of, that's the first change then for April 21. What's the second change for April 21?
Well, the second change for April 21 is the DCP 341 and 342, which is the treatment of battery storage sites. This change was introduced to remove residual charging from the battery storage sites. DCP 341 applies to CDCM or the HV network connected and below sites, and DCP 342 applies to EDCM or EHV sites.
Right, okay, so let's go through an example then of this DCP 341, 342. So if I have a wind generator and a battery connected together on one connection to the DNO, do I get to take advantage of this change?
No, this change applies only to standalone battery storage sites.
Right, okay. So if I have a standalone battery storage site, how do I take advantage of this change?
It is a self-certification process. You have to fill in a form on Appendix 3 of the annual LC14 charging statement that we release, and email this to wpdpricing@westernpower.co.uk. I'll just repeat that, wpdpricing@westernpower.co.uk.
Great, okay. So thanks for all that information, Dave. That's a lot to take in, but it's interesting, definitely. So what is the, for April 22, what is this massive change that's coming in then?
This is the TCR or targeted charging review.
Okay, so you better take us through what that TCR is then, Dave.
Okay, the TCR is seeking to ensure that a proportion of revenue to be recovered, the residual, is allocated such that it does not incentivize behaviour. Therefore, this element of the charge has been removed from the unit charges in the CDCM and the capacity charges in the EDCM and is now included in the fixed charge. It means that the fixed charges are increasing, but the unit charges from the CDCM and the capacity charge from the EDCM will reduce.
Great. So will I still receive unit charges in the CDCM and capacity charges from the EDCM?
Yes. Although the residual charges have been removed from these, the forward-looking part still remains.
Okie dokes. Okay, so let's go through a bit more detail on how the actual TCR is applied then, Dave, please.
Okay, this is effectively a three-stage approach. The non-half-hourly non-domestic customers, the half-hourly LV and half-hourly LV sub-customers, the half-hourly HV customers and the EHV customers are split into a further four residual bands and one no residual band. Half-hourly LV and half-hourly LV sub are grouped together to be split into the bands. The first stage is the determination of the bands, which is done at a national level. The second stage is to allocate the customers to these bands. The no residual band applies to the demand from generators and storage sites. The third stage is to forecast the unit sales for each of these groups in the DNOs charging models, and the residual is split evenly across all customers within each band.
Gosh, so it's quite complicated then, isn't it? So does this mean if I'm an HV half-hourly customer in band 2, I am charged the same residual as another HV half-hourly customer in band 2, but is that charge will be different to an HV half-hourly customer in band 3?
Yes, but you will also be charged different from an LV or LV sub half-hourly customer in band 2.
Okay, fine. Okay, so the different charges. Okay. So you haven't mentioned domestic customers. So what's happening to them?
They are all in the same band and so have the same residual regardless of size or usage.
Okay, so that's fairly straightforward. You also haven't mentioned how the bands will be allocated apart from the no residual. How is this done?
For the half-hourly customers, they are banded based on 24 months average capacity. and the non-half hourly non-domestic customers are banded on either 24 months average usage or using EAC data.
Okay, so as a customer, how will I know which band I am in?
Either contact your DNO or your supplier, as we've supplied them with a list of all customers and their bands.
So if I'm a customer and I think that they have been allocated to the wrong band, what do I do?
In the first instance, they need to approach the DNO with some evidence of why they believe they are in the incorrect band. We will look into it and hopefully resolve the issue. However, if we can't agree, there is a disputes process that they can follow, which is detailed in DACUSA.
Okay, so TCR all sounds very interesting, but so what if I want to find out more about the TCR? Where do I go to look, please?
The detail behind the TCR is in Schedule 32 of the DACUSA document, or look on the Charging Futures Forum website under TCR.
Great, okay, well, thanks, Dave. That's been really, really helpful, really illuminating. That concludes all the questions, I think, for today. Just leaves us to say thank you for listening. And if you do have any questions, please contact us on WPDpricing at westernpower.co.uk. That's WPDpricing at westernpower.co.uk. Thank you and goodbye.